this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It is Monday, and so welcome to week three of The Climb. If you're just catching up or you're just getting on board, you can go back over the last couple of weeks, and every Monday through Friday on our weekday podcast, either me or Bobby or Benj have been conveying, hopefully, some information that would help you in this life's climb. Most of us start the new year, and we've got either all geeked up about a new life or a fresh start or goals or whatever you called them. And by this time, which is now January 16th, life starts to wane a little bit and it's gotten heavy, or you've had some illness or paying off Christmas or whatever's come your way. Oftentimes what happens is we forget that this is a climb. There are seasons when it's easy to put one foot in front of another and head up the hill. There are seasons when you just want to sit down and you want to drink a cold water or have a cup of hot coffee, but the climb continues, or we just stop. And when our lives stop, what happens to us is we genuinely start a slow and painful process of becoming less than what the Lord has designed us to be. We become less than what the divine has created for us. We will be halfway up a mountain and stop, and before you know it, we will have taken a nap, fallen into sleep, and life continues to go, and others continue to climb. And so while those are climbing, and while they're on the way to summit, you and I might have a propensity to stop and take our shoes off and kick back and sit by a warm fire. And then when they're coming back from the mountain, we think to ourselves, oh my stars, I wish I would have. I believe those are the saddest words of any follower of Christ. I believe that's just a painful thing. I've had to say it before. I pray now that I will never have to go through the rest of my life and look back and say, I wish I would have. Well, on to the text today. One of the things we know about Gideon, a story in the Old Testament, is that the divine had called Gideon and promised Gideon that he would have a great victory in his life and that he would lead his army to defeat the wicked, awful, terrible Midianites. Now, imagine, if you will, the Midianites, they truly are ruthless people. These are barbaric people. And so you've got God's people, the people of Israel, and there are 30,000 warriors ready to go to war, 32,000 to be exact. And what's interesting is God says to Gideon, you know what? I think you have too many men. Now, that would be true, I suppose, if you had 30,000 plus men and you were headed into battle and you were going to try and wage war with a few hundred. But the fact is, we know that the Midianites, the scripture says, were as they looked down into the valley of Midian and they saw this formidable army, what we know is that the scripture says that they looked like there were as like the pebbles of sand on the seashore. There were so many of them. We know we're talking about 150,000, probably 165,000. Plus that were in there. And God is looking at Gideon saying, okay, take your 30,000 plus and you've got too many. So bring all your warriors together and say, if any of you are afraid to go to war, go home. Oh my, 20,000 leave. And so in essence, what we have now is a 10,000 man army that's going to face insurmountable odds. We're talking about battling 15 times what they have. And so now we're thinking to ourselves, okay, this can't be good. And then God says to Gideon, okay, you've still got too many. So send your boys down to drink out of the river. And when they do, the guys who stick their face in the water to lap and drink, send them home. And then keep the guys who cup the water with their hands and drink from their hands, which I don't know about you, but I've never stopped and stuck my head into a lake to drink. But anyway, here's what's happened. All but 300 of these warriors drink like a dog. The 300 that cup the water are what is left. And God says to Gideon, now we've got the numbers just right. Now, what would have happened? Can you imagine the kind of counsel that Gideon would have been receiving? He would have been receiving people saying, Gideon, that's so stupid. Don't do this. Don't follow what your heart is telling you. Don't listen to what the divine has to say. Anybody with any sense would know this is not what you do. Here is a great lesson on the climb. Are you ready? As long as you are serving and living for every other person's applause, credit, or approval, you are never going to complete the climb because everybody else has a great plan for your life, but the only plan that matters is the one for the divine. I don't know about you, but there are times when I hear applause of men, and it really does. It geeks me up, and I get excited, and it thrills my heart, and inevitably, I like to believe those more so than the ones who say, yeah, I don't know, Chuck, that wasn't your best. Because those are the things that sting. But you see, Gideon didn't have to listen to all the counsel that says, come on, that's stupid. You're going to take 300 men against 160,000? You're going to walk down there with 300 guys? Oh, and it got worse. And so Gideon says, no, leave your spears and your torches. Leave your, not your torches, but leave your swords and your shields. Put them all in a pile, and we're going to take a jug, a torch, oh, and a horn. We're going to break into three groups of 100, and on my call, then I want you to shout. I want you to break the torch, which is going to be covering the lantern. Then I want the light to shine, and then I want you to blow your horn. Oh, my gosh. So it's gotten even worse. Can you imagine the critics now? Gideon, you idiot. We need weaponry. We need to go to war with, we need to be more fierce than they are. We need to be ruthless. And Gideon's like, wait a minute, but God, the divine, has given us this promise. My friend, listen. Gideon and his three groups of 100 do exactly that, and those Midianites drown themselves running from them. What I want to encourage you today is if you're going to finish the climb, the most important thing you can do today is ensure that whatever counsel you receive from people, make sure it's godly counsel. And as you do that, live for the applause of the Spirit of God within you, not for the applause of man, because if you're living for the applause of man, you've already lost. My friend, listen. The Spirit of God wants to give you a pat on the back, at times a pat on the hind end. Every now and then, He wants to grab your face mask and scream at you a little bit. Allow Him to lead you today, not by the applause of men, but by the applause of the divine, and you will reach your summit. God bless you. Whatever you do, go back and listen to yesterday's sermon from Sugar Hill Church. I promise you, you'll be thrilled. You can just go to sugarhill.church, and you'll find it under resources. All right, have a great Monday. God bless you. Bye now.